Hey, Mujer, it's Micaela, host of the Fearless Mujer podcast. What is the Fearless Mujer? It is a space for the mujer who ever felt rejected, misunderstood, and without a seat at the table. If you are ready to renew your mindset, let go of old versions that no longer serve you, and you're ready to be inspired to fearlessly pursue the dreams on your heart, then I invite you for a virtual cup of cafecito. You can listen to the Fearless Mujer on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and wherever you podcast.
What's up, scaredy cats? We hope you guys are having a great day so far. We are your hosts, Sway and Liz, and for those of you who are new here, welcome to the Scaredy Cats podcast, where we talk about true crime, the paranormal, and all other creepy stories. So make sure you hit that follow button today, because guys, it's free, and turn on those notifications so you never miss an episode.
We also review the latest scary movie that comes out, and if you have any stories that you'd like us to talk about, feel free to send those topics in at our social media pages, which is at the Scaredy Cats podcast, or you can also use the email in the description of this episode. Before we continue, as you read the title, we are going to be talking about the hidden meanings of the movie Coraline, and I'm just gonna say it right off the bat, the movie Coraline is probably one of my favorite movies of all time. I love that movie, especially during this time of the year.
And like when we first got together, that has always been like his favorite movie. And like I remember, like my like a core memory I have of the first time watching this movie was like we had first like moved into this house that we're in, you know, it was when Blu-ray was like popping, you know, like the Blu-rays were popping, and we had one, we put it in, and everything, like the colors look so vibrant. But during that time we didn't have our couches yet, so like me and my family were like on the ground sitting in the living room with this big old TV, and it was dark, and like we were sitting with no furniture and just in the center of the living room, and it was like creepy. I feel like that like made it creepier, because it was just an empty room, you know,
which is crazy too, because in the movie Coraline they barely are moving into that house.
Yeah, so it was cool, but that's like the core memory I have of like the first time watching that movie, and it's honestly one of my favorite movies. And my little sister, she is such a fanatic of that movie, guys. Yeah. So like all three of us, right when it hits like October, it's like back to back watching that movie.
Yeah, literally. And your little sister just had a birthday party. Yeah. That was just, it was a Coraline themed birthday party. Oh, we even watched Coraline movie.
It was
super
so
cool the way Lisette and her older sister Aaliyah, they like decorated the whole thing.
We literally like amazing. Guys, we went like full on Coraline mode. Like we even did like the welcome home cake from the movie. We did the taffy.
You actually did a vlog on it on your TikTok.
Yeah,
right?
I do. I have a vlog of it. So if you guys want to see that, definitely check out my personal account under Simply Liz. And I have this whole cool video that we did on it. So it was so much fun overall.
If you guys haven't watched it, definitely check it out. I know they played it a couple times in the theaters during August, and we have our own little theories about that. We think that Coraline 2 is coming. There has been speculations for years that Coraline 2 is gonna come out. I think it's called Coraline 2 something the other mother. I saw the title, and hopefully it does, because number one was really good, and it kind of in a sense leaves you in a little bit of a cliffhanger.
It
kind
does.
Of like it's not really the end, mm-hmm. but it can also continue.
Yeah,
but then it can also end like that and it'd be fine.
Yeah, I agree.
We do want to talk about our trip to New York.
Yes, guys.
Yeah,
and honestly,
we're just gonna keep it simple, because we could literally be here all day.
Literally, like it was so amazing. And like from my first time being there, and then this was my second time, and just being there with him, like with you, of course, it was just so like, it was amazing. And it was just a place that I'm like, wow, like I could call this place home one day, you know. Mm-hmm. That's how amazing it was. But there was definitely certain parts where we're like, dang, this is a lot of walking, and I don't know if I can do so much walking sometimes. And like my feet, they were so swollen from the amount of walking
Same.
We did. But other than that, hey, it was worth it, because I would rather walk. Like most of the times I wanted to walk, because I just didn't feel like riding the subway. Yeah.
I like, this was my first time going to New York, and it's a place that I've always literally like dreamt of going. Like who doesn't dream of going to New York, you know? I feel like that's always on somebody's bucket list. Even if you don't know that you're gonna like it or not, it's always on your bucket list to go visit New York. I actually surprised her for her birthday with a trip to go up there for 4 days, and it was really, really cool, guys. We've been saying to ourselves ever since we got back that, I mean, if we ever make it on social media to like a huge level to where we can afford the lifestyle over there and like just afford a place over there, we would definitely move to New York. The cool thing was is that we were able to meet up with their uncle there, which you haven't seen since like last October.
Yeah, which was, it was so awesome. Yeah. I love my uncle. We literally went down a little Italy, got gelato, got pizza, and ate the most amazing pizza of my freaking life. And it was just like, it was so fun and it was so peaceful to be there and like to see my uncle. Because obviously, like, you guys know, like, when you see family, especially when they live far from you, every time you meet up, it's just like time hasn't passed by.
Yeah, and that's how it felt. And then when we were getting gelato, your aunt is like, let's go like window shopping to see who has the best gelato. Yeah,
so we literally went to like two or three different places trying to figure out who had the best. And we figured out who did. And it was like this crazy looking place that had like this little lizard or frog outside that was dressed up.
It was a frog,
like a little statue. It was really cool.
The freaking sign cut my arm.
Oh yeah, because it was
sharp.
Yeah, it was. But hey, I mean, the gelato, that I'm glad we didn't settle for the first one.
Yeah, it smacked.
Yeah.
Ever since we've been back, bagels don't taste the same. Coffee doesn't taste the same,
especially the bagels.
Yeah.
I told him, like, when you have a New York bagel, you're gonna notice the difference.
Yeah.
So then I was like knocking on it and I was showing him like the difference, and then once we came back, I'm like, this is bread that they're giving us. This is not a bagel here.
And another thing we also want to tell you guys about is our new series called Murder and Mystery Mondays, which is actually featuring the podcast Sippin' Tea with Joey and Marie, aka your dad and your sister.
Yes. And guys, this series is going to be super fun. It's going to be a bi-weekly series, so every 2 weeks we're going to be kind of like getting together, going detective mode, trying to figure out who the killer is of the season. So if you guys want to join us along, and it's going to be fun, guys. It's a fun episode. So if you want to help us, you know, or join us along the way and see, like, kind of brainstorm with us who you think the killer is, we did have one posted this Monday, so definitely check that out if you haven't yet, and show them some love. They just started their TikToks. It's Sippin' Tea with Joey and Marie, and help them get to 100 followers. So as you read in the title, it is going to be about the movie Coraline, and we know not everyone has seen this movie, so we're going to briefly explain what Coraline is about. And after this episode, we highly recommend you guys go watch it and let us know if you find any other hidden secrets, because this last time I watched it, I was like, whoa, look at that, or like, look at this. So definitely after this episode, check it out. So the movie Coraline came out back in February 6th of 2009. So that was a long time ago.
We were 9 years old.
Yeah, 9 years old. And it was produced by Leica Stop Motion Studios. And hopefully I'm pronouncing that name right. But this movie is about a young blue-haired girl named Coraline Jones, who recently moved from Michigan to Oregon with her parents in an apartment complex called the Pink Palace. And we're going to be naming some of their neighbors and people she meets along the way. And it'll connect to the story later on. So one of the first people that she meets is a boy named Wybie, whose grandma owns the Pink Palace Apartments.
Some of her other neighbors are Mr. Bobinski, Miss Spink, and Miss Forcible. And due to Coraline's parents being gardening catalog editors and always working, she begins exploring throughout the new apartment and comes across this tiny door, which would later lead into an alternate universe that is similar to her own, but in ways better. The world includes her other mother and her other father, who later on try to trap her in the alternate world forever, and the rest you will find out as we talk about all the hidden meanings and secrets in this movie, along with some conspiracy theories about Coraline. Also, before we continue, there is an article posted on Metropolis which states from the creators of this movie, in quotes, "Here everything is art directed. Nothing is misplaced or random. Every blade of grass, every branch shape needs to have style." So we just wanted to say that before, you know, all the haters come at us and say we're just some weird conspiracy theories. Literally, here is the creator saying that everything that you see in this movie is meant to be there because it's art driven. So we're going to start off by the opening scene, which is very creepy, and it starts off by these metal hands, which we will later find out is the other mother, tearing apart an old doll and recreating it into Coraline. Some of the clues here is that it is the other mother, which you'll later find out when you watch the movie. Some of the stuff that I found very interesting, her kit, you know, the kit that she opens up, has scissors, has all this stuff. It is actually a kit that people use when they are like sewing up dead people. I found that very odd, because I mean, you can easily just, it could just pass over your head and you be like, oh, it's a sewing kit.
Another thing is too, that doll, so Wybie, which is the kid that she meets in the movie, his grandma ended up losing his sister. Yeah, because she disappeared in that house. And that doll in the opening scene is the grandma's sister. But what's crazy is I did see another thing, is this doll was filled with cotton, wasn't it?
No, the cotton was taken out and it was was filled with sawdust.
Yeah, so there you go. So they took out cotton, mm-hmm. right? But when she was filling, she was creating the Coraline doll.
It was filled with sawdust.
Yeah, which is
and
weird.
That's another thing that I was going to talk about too. And I actually, good thing you brought it up because I literally forgot. So that's what they also do to animals. Mm-hmm. Animals who pass away, and you know how they want them stuffed and all that? So I did read in an article that sometimes they put cotton, but most of the times they see that the results are better when they put sawdust. You know, later on in the movie, you know how have like filled the dogs that passed away because they didn't want to bury them.
Along with that, in the first opening scenes, when Coraline and her family are moving in, you can see on the glass window of the door, it's a beetle shape. And you will see this all throughout the movie. And in the room where the Sad Boy painting is at, both of the windows in that room contains the beetle shape on it. And they were the only rooms in the house that have this. And the next hidden secret in the first opening scene is when Coraline is asking her mom if she can go outside to play. But then she tells her no because it's rainy. If you take a closer look, there are 3 seed packets. One is a pumpkin, another is a squash, and the last is bleeding heart. And how do we know this? Well, Coraline's dad turns into a pumpkin and starts singing Squish Squash. The bleeding heart flowers mean unconditional love, which later in the movie you will see how much unconditional love Coraline has for her parents.
Yeah, and although, you know, through like the opening scenes, she's always like annoyed at her parents. She says like, Mom, why don't you do the cooking? Or why don't you let me go outside?
Yeah.
Or that's why we moved here, so you guys can go plant gardens. And then she's always like, you write catalogs on growing plants, but then you hate mud and you hate plants.
Yeah.
And so she's always complaining about her parents. But the cool thing is that later on in the movie, when they're captured by the other mother, it shows like how much unconditional love she has for them, because she literally kind of risks her own life in a sense
to save her parents. Yeah. If I was in her position, I'd do the same thing.
Yeah. And there are a ton of hidden secrets in this movie, guys. So if there's one that we missed that you might know about, we apologize. We still found some pretty interesting stuff, guys. If we tried to sit here and tell you guys every single hidden secret, probably like in every frame, we would be here for like hours, maybe days. But the next creepy meaning is when she enters the alternate universe and is greeted by her other mother, who has button eyes, and her other father, whom oddly is very happy. And he even starts singing a song about Coraline. But during their supper in the scene where they surprise her with the cake, it says welcome home. And this is the cake that you said you like remade for your sister. Yeah. When she like places it down and it like spells it on its own, welcome home, the candles light up. A creepy fact about this is that there's a double loop in the word home. We actually looked up what a double loop means, and it makes it even creepier. And I'm just gonna probably say that throughout the whole episode, because it does really make it creepier. Because according to graphology, a double loop in a lowercase o means that the person who wrote it is secretly lying. And in this case, this means that Coraline is welcome to the alternate universe, but she is not home.
Like when I was making Izzy's cake, I was like, I'm not gonna put the double loop.
Yeah. Imagine if Coraline knew graphology. She would have been out of there right then and there. Along with that, in the other world, when Coraline is in the kitchen, you can see 3 frames with the outline of what we would later find out to be the other mother's victims. So it doesn't show
the pictures of them,
the kids. It just shows their like
silhouette. It's like a silhouette. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but when the lightning strikes too, remember how it forms into the shape of the other mother's hand?
And I noticed that this last time. I had never seen that until this last time. I'm like, oh snap, that is her hand. Yeah.
And then throughout the whole other mother's house, you can spot beetle patterns. Throughout her whole wallpaper in the house, there's like literally beetle patterns. Creepy because, you know, she turns into like a spider later on, and then she has like little beetle kind of like
men or like
minions.
Minions, there you go. But like, you know what? We do need to look up the meaning of a beetle. Like maybe the spiritual meaning or something like that, because there's so many different like little hidden secrets of a beetle.
What is the meaning of a beetle? What is the spiritual
significance
of a beetle?
Symbols of persistence, adaption, and spiritual meaning, offering guidance. So like wherever those, I don't know.
Let's look up scary.
So it says meaning insists that you must find a way to remove yourself from the drama. Only
only you can harbor. What?
Yeah, never mind.
No, it doesn't.
I don't know. I guess really maybe there's like a meaning to it. Is a beetle a bad omen? One walks over your shoe, it's an omen of death.
Okay, see, that's
maybe something.
That's
like
another
that.
Creepier
knows?
Thing.
Okay, it's just something has to do with the beetle. Maybe it's not a good thing. I guess, like, if you guys know the meaning of a beetle, I guess in terms of this movie, you guys should definitely let us know. But yeah. The next part is kind of scary because I don't think I'll be able to hear the Coralong song the same again. So someone on TikTok actually deciphered the song, and it goes like this. So we all know the song starts like making up a song about Coraline. Then it goes, she's a peach, she's a doll, she's a palomine, referring to the Coraline doll. Then we'll skip to where it says, where she comes around exploring mom and I, we'll never make it boring, our eyes will be on Coraline. Meaning that their eyes, the button eyes, will soon be on Coraline, which was the other mother's intentions. And honestly, I wish I didn't hear this because Izzy, like my little sister Izzy, loves singing this song and it just now it sounds creepy.
It could be like maybe this person just came up with this, but it does kind of make sense in a way.
Yeah. Then not only that, the doll was like her way to spy on Coraline too.
And this next one, I'm pretty sure most of you guys know because for those of you who are Coraline fanatics, this has been a theory that has already been talked about, and it's about Mr. Bobinski. If you ever wondered why he looks different from everyone else, hence his blue skin, like literally throughout the whole little town or whatever you want to call it, he's the only person that's blue. And there's one hidden clue that you can easily miss, and it's his badge that he's always wearing. If you zoom in, you can see that it is one of the badges that is given to the cleanup crew from the nuclear cleanup team at Chernobyl. You know, he might have suffered some skin radiation or some radiation poisoning, causing his skin to turn blue.
I've seen that theory, and I kind of want to, like, really fact check that because, like...
Look, I'm going to look it up. Chernobyl Clean Up Crew Badge. I looked it up the other day, and it's actually true. And then look at Mr. Bobinski badge.
Oh yeah, you're right.
But yeah,
right.
Look at his badge.
I see that. Right, I wonder there. why he put that in there though.
Yeah.
Like what was the meaning of his character, right?
I guess that's why I would want a Coraline too, to explain more of the backstory of these characters.
Yeah.
Because you really didn't get no backstory.
You didn't.
Like you just got thrown into who Bobinski was. Mm-hmm. You just got thrown into Miss Forcible and Miss Spink, and then YB too. You didn't even see the inside of YB's house. We didn't see YB's grandma to the end of the movie.
And I felt a little bit skeptical about YB's grandma because I'm like, why did she have the doll of Coraline?
And we were
why,
talking about
yeah, this. And like YB like brings it to Coraline, this and that, and then wants it back. Like, why did she want it back? Like, what was she keeping it for? Maybe she, I don't know, like, it, like that's all these thoughts that were coming in my head. So that's why they need a part 2 or like, you know, a Coraline 2 in order for me to understand this.
Yeah, guys, we were literally talking about this the other day where like YB mentions it at the beginning. He's like, oh, you're living at the Pink Palace, and Coraline's like, yeah, we just moved in. And he says, oh, that's interesting, my grandma doesn't let anybody with kids move into the Pink Palace. And he's like, why? And he's like, oh, she said I'm not supposed to talk about it. Obviously, you know, this family had a kid, but you still let them move in, and then you have a doll in the back of your trunk that looks like Coraline, and then you want it back.
So that's how I'm like, like what the heck, like,
and they kind of didn't explain anything of why she wanted it back and all that.
Yeah,
but it didn't. Did you notice that it just mysteriously disappeared afterwards?
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying, like they need a Coraline 2 to further, you know, go into depth about that. But
that's basically all the like hidden secrets that we found. If you guys want a part 2, we will definitely like go back and find more hidden meanings and secrets for you guys. But we do want to talk about some fun facts about this movie, which are pretty interesting. And number one is
Coraline actually cost $60 million to make and was the first stop motion movie to be filmed in 3D, and that is pretty awesome. It's incredible, like the amount of like artistry that went into this film. It's like beyond amazes me because it's so beautiful, it's so cool, and like stop motion has to be like my favorite kind of film. Same. Because that just shows like the dedication that goes into making the movie and how much passion they have for it.
And as of 2023, Coraline is the second highest stop motion movie in America. I know Paranorman was like fourth.
Oh,
I forgot. I think it might have been Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, I can see that. I can
number
see that.
One. I think it was Nightmare Before Christmas. But yeah, second place, that's still good.
That's amazing. Yeah.
And here is what I was talking about. So I actually wrote this down. I knew I was going to forget. But Coraline 2 is said to be called the new Other Mother, and it's rumored to be hitting the big screens in October. And it's crazy because you and me literally talked about this the other day, that we're like, we think that's why they're pushing it so much. Because if you go to like stores like Spencer's Hot Topic, they have a bunch of Coraline stuff.
Yeah. And that's the most I've ever seen it before.
And then they're playing it in theaters. And so, I mean, I don't know. I feel like they're going to actually come out with the Coraline 2, but there is an article saying that it might drop in October.
And I hope so. Fingers crossed, because it's been 14 years, and I think we all deserve Coraline 2 to come out.
And another interesting thing before we let you guys go, I'm pretty sure this one's going to be kind of like a shocker to you guys, and it was a shocker to me, but the co-founder and chairman of Nike, Phil Knight, owns Lakia, the production studio that made Coraline. They own it. They own Coraline. How crazy is that? That Nike literally owns Coraline.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when Coraline came out, they actually came out with the Coraline themed shoes.
That's pretty awesome.
Which was really cool. And yeah. I guess every movie that this guy's son has done, he's always came out with a pair of shoes that's for the awesome movie, like themed as it.
Yeah, but that will basically be the end of today's episode. We hope you guys enjoyed it. It was a really fun one, and like we said, if you guys want us to do a part two, definitely let us know on any of our social media pages. And thank you guys so much for joining us today. Don't forget to follow us on all of our pages at the Scaredy Cats Podcast, and that's Scaredy Cats with a K. And if you enjoyed today's episode, leave us a review letting us know what you loved about it. We would really appreciate that. But without further ado, we are out. Peace.